It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we head to Washington for the latest on the trade deal that's causing a rift between the president and Democrats in Congress.
First, it's been a busy week so far in Wisconsin politics. The state's budget committee met yesterday to make tweaks to Governor Walker's proposed state budget, including funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting.
And today, the assembly was in session to consider some proposals. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court released hundreds of pages from the ongoing John Doe investigation to the public.
Here with us now to discuss all the latest news from under the Capitol Dome is Sean Johnson, WPR State Government Reporter. Sean, as always, thanks a lot for being here.
You're welcome.
Well, let's start with today's action in the Assembly. Lawmakers are looking at a few things, starting with bills that affect public benefits recipients. What's been on the table there?
Yeah, there's a few that are sure to spark some contentious debate here. You could, I guess, start with the one that involves food share or basically specifies that people can only spend a certain percentage of their food share benefits or their food stamp benefits on junk food. So it's restricting what they can purchase. You know, the idea behind this, sponsors say, is that this will encourage healthy eating, that if the state's going to, or it's not the state in this case, but if the government is going to offer a public benefit like this, that it should be able to ask for certain restrictions on that, that we have a stake in healthy eating. But critics are saying it's all about demonizing poor people, and that in this case it actually comes at a pretty big cost to the state. It would be pretty pricey to implement this.
Right. Word is, whether or not this passed, it would not be implemented because the cost is prohibitive right now.
The cost is pretty high, and I think the other contention you're going to hear made about this bill is that it's not real. You know, essentially, you're going to need federal approval to do something like this. They're going to have to grant the state of Wisconsin a waiver because this is a federal program. States have to run it basically the same everywhere. If they don't, they need to get an exception from the federal government. And the federal government, the Obama administration, is not going to grant an exception for this, Democrats say.
And the Assembly is also taking up a bill that will put a one-year hold on using a new state test. It's called the Badger Exam. Why has this test come under fire recently?
There's been a lot of back and forth over testing in the state, and this is something that the costs of the test have gotten much higher than initially projected. I think there are going to be a lot of people that are concerned that the results from this test are going to show that a lot of Wisconsin schools are not performing as well as they'd hoped. But really, it's just because of the number of schools that are opting out of it nationwide and what this is doing to the cost of the test, this is not going to be the cost going forward. So the legislature is going to put a hold on using it to evaluate schools and teachers publicly as part of a report card.
Any idea how long a hold that will be?
I am not sure what happens next with this. It's a pretty complicated area, the testing of our schools.
Well, moving on to the latest news on the budget, the Joint Finance Committee met yesterday, taking up some of Governor Walker's budget proposals, including cuts to public broadcasting. What did the committee have to say yesterday?
Yeah, public broadcasting, which obviously affects you and me, was kind of the big item on the agenda yesterday. The governor proposed cutting the Educational Communications Board, which helps deliver Wisconsin public radio and television programming throughout the state, by $5 million in his budget. And the budget committee, Republicans on the budget committee, proposed and passed a motion that would reduce that cut by about half. So instead of a $5 million cut to ECB's state funding, it would see about a $2.4 million cut. And it would specifically carve out that there would be money set aside for engineering positions, and I think the hope among Republicans is that would make sure that the state's Amber Alert system, which ECB operates, would be held intact.
We're talking right now with WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about a lot of news, including the latest from the budget and some movement in the Senate and the Assembly. And other tweaks yesterday, Sean, to Governor Walker's budget. What else came up?
Yeah, I mean, I think smaller stuff at this point. You saw they made some changes to what the governor wanted to do with consolidation of some mental health programs. I would say they delayed some decisions about the university. A lot of the big decisions are yet to come on a lot of UW stuff. And so a decision on what to do with the reciprocity agreement that we have between Wisconsin and Minnesota, that was put off. And so you had this debate over public broadcasting funding that was kind of first and foremost. Republicans that decided to keep the funding intact said that state funding needs to be reduced, but this is a valuable public service. Democrats tried unsuccessfully to restore all of the funding, and they ultimately voted against the plan that Republicans passed.
Sounds like there was also some discussion yesterday about funding for programs that deal with water pollution and runoff to waterways. What did the JFC have to say there?
Basically, what they said is that there would be less of a cut than the governor proposed for these programs. And so, this is a situation where I think some of the environmental groups kind of looking at the political realities of the budget in front of them were kind of happy with what they got.
And on Thursday, the Budget Committee is scheduled to vote on the governor's plan to cut property taxes. Now what's at stake there?
This is a piece of the budget that could be used to kind of backfill the cut to education in the budget that Republicans have said they want to erase. So there's this school levy property tax credit that gets a couple payments made to it in the second year of the budget. If they delay one of those payments until after the next budget, it kind of frees up this money that they can move around and use it to pay for something else. So that's on the agenda, although given that it's kind of one of those big decisions that's going to affect how schools get paid for in this budget, might be another one of those that they put off. But the governor says he wants to continue to reduce property taxes in his budget. But the budget, as he has it now, before the legislature, only cuts property taxes by about $11 over 2 years. And so, I think there'll be a lot of discussion over whether or not that's worth the trade-off, that if you're going to cut public schools, is it really worth it to have a property tax cut that most people won't really notice?
And finally, Sean, the state Supreme Court just released another batch of documents relating to the John Doe case. Do we have a sense yet, I guess, first of all, why now and whether there might be anything new in the documents?
Yeah, there is a lot in these documents to digest, and a lot of the documents are redacted, so if you're looking for specific names, you're not going to find them in these documents. You'll see entire pages that are basically just blacked out. Trying to find exactly what is new in here is kind of tricky, but there are big issues that are discussed in these documents. These legal filings for the cases connected to this John Doe investigation. Some of the big picture issues are, should all of the justices be able to sit on this case, given that a couple of them have benefited from campaign contributions or campaign help by some of the groups that are being investigated? And then I guess the broader question is, does the state of Wisconsin's prohibit coordination between candidates, campaigns, and supposedly independent interest groups? And, if so, where do you draw that line? And was that line crossed between Governor Walker's campaign in the recall and a number of conservative groups that all kind of rallied to his cause in 2012? I mean, those are the big picture questions here. And trying to find new developments within these documents, of which there are many, is kind of an ongoing process here. We won't hear arguments in this case, though, so document dumps like this are kind of the public's only view into what's happening.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter. He joined us to bring us up to speed on what the Joint Finance Committee and the State Assembly have been up to.